Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nostalgic Thoughts, and I'm your host, Darren. Tonight we're talking about infidelity and what it really means to you. I think it varies from relationship to relationship. And if you look at the definition of what infidelity means, it's the action or state of being unfaithful or, the action or state of being unfaithful to a spouse or other sexual partner. And psychology today explains it as breaking a promise to remain faithful to a sexual partner. And that promise can take many forms, from marriage vows sanctified by the state to privately uttered verbal agreements between lovers. So some say too much conversation with the opposite sex is unacceptable, but for others, anything just shy of being naked with the opposite sex is fine. And, you know, personally, I think that it's up to the couple to disclose what terms they would consider, you know, what terms they would consider infidelity. And, you know, I took it to my Instagram and I asked a few people. I asked all my followers, actually. And Ms. Ryan, she says she describes infidelity as any activity that involves giving time and attention, especially romantic, to one whom it isn't reserved for, aka your spouse or significant other. If it can be misunderstood by the receiving party, you need to back off. And that's the general idea of what infidelity is, or being unfaithful or cheating. But Rizzy Cobain kind of explained it in a different way. And he said there's two parts, in his opinion, physical and emotional. The physical form of infidelity is self-explanatory, which would include continuous flirting, which I'm assuming can lead to more things than just flirting. He goes on to say emotional is more complicated. The emotional aspect of infidelity is more complicated. We all have conversations with people about various things, but when it starts to become an issue where y'all communication is strained, fix it as soon as possible. There's a million things to be said about the emotional side. So I would have to ask Rizzy to kind of clarify his thoughts, because, you know, towards the end, I'm not sure if you mean when you say the communication is strained, how is someone being unfaithful to their spouse emotionally? I would like to get more clarification on that. So if you could hit me up in the inbox, let me know, hit me up in my DM or however, my email. You got my phone number, man. So definitely hit me up and try to clarify that for me. But in response to that, I also said, if a couple lays down their own terms of what infidelity is in their relationship, I say, is it really fair for those outside of it to say that this person or that person is being unfaithful if caught doing something that seems to be unfaithful? You know, you guys have probably heard of Tristan Thompson and whatever happened with him and Chloe, and you know, him being unfaithful, and videos being showed, pictures being, you know, shown online. My thing is, what if they had their own terms of what infidelity means, and what if that was okay? Now, I'm not defending this guy, but, you know, shoot, what if somebody actually had their own terms? What if they had their thing and it's fine? You know, that's what I want to get. I kind of want to get clarification on, you know, is there just one definition for infidelity, or is it just something that is decided between two different individuals in a couple? You know, so you guys hit me up in my inbox and my DM. You guys can, you know, shoot me a comment under the comment section under this podcast. And please, please, your input is welcome. Next time, we'll talk about some more juicy topics about relationships, love, romance, all that good stuff. So once again, continue to speak love into existence. You guys take care. Until next time.